Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Good afternoon, Jasmine. Thank you for answering the phone. I'm looking for employment and caregiving.
Absolutely.
And
what county?
I live in Shirlington, PA.
Shirlington, PA. What county is that in? Never heard of
it. It's in Reading.
Reading. Okay. I can add your information to the coordinators and add you to the caregiver list. And once there's a patient in your local area, they can call you and follow up with you, okay?
That would be wonderful.
Yep, one second. What's your first and last name?
EVA, Eva. My last name is W-R-I-G-H-T, Wright.
A good number to reach you?
484-525-3065.
And Reading is in Lehigh, correct?
No, Reading, Pennsylvania.
Give me your zip code. Let me find you. Let me see exactly where you
are. Okay.
Because we have to be specific with where you at. 19.
Yep. Yes. 607.
That's Berks County.
Yes.
You said Reading.
Well, it's the city of Reading, but it's Berks County, and I live in Shirlington.
Yes.
I don't know how the government works that out, but.
It's Berks County.
Yep.
So that's the county. All right.
Yeah.
So then I'll submit your information regardless because we're licensed in Berks and we're always looking for good caregivers. So I'm going to add you anywhere. So I just needed to know, do you have reliable transportation and how far are you willing to travel?
I have reliable transportation.
Okay.
But it would be for four. It would have to be part-time hours because I'm not driving, but I have someone that I can depend on to take me to and fro. I don't have a vehicle of my own, if that's what you're asking me.
Right, because most care plans require caregivers to have reliable transportation because most seniors need, you know, to run errands, get groceries, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just hope that you
I've been in caregiving business for over 20 years, and I've run across many different situations where some don't need you to have a vehicle. They just need you to care for them
mm-hmm.
because they have a son or a granddaughter or someone that comes in and does things. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's so many different situations. I've been a living caregiver. I've been different types of caregivers.
Okay, I'm just going to put that you don't have transportation, okay? You have transportation to get to your job,
fine.
But you don't have transportation
fair.
To move the patient around. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's fair.
All right, I have all the information that I need, okay, Ms. Eva, good luck.
All right, thank you. Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much
mm-hmm.
for answering.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.